What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison on the ones and twos. Short segment here before we get to the top of 5 o'clock hour. Obviously, it's a boil over from Saturday. And I guess quick question to you two. Yes or no, do you think Nebraska is able to get bowl eligible within the next three games?
Yeah.
That's an easy question. I think they do. What about you, DP?
It's one win.
Yeah.
It's one win, and it's not like they don't have talent. Like, would we have been surprised if they had won number six Saturday? No, not particularly. We're not surprised that they lost, but we also wouldn't have been surprised if they win. The same thing applies. They're facing a USC team, that has some major issues.
Yeah.
They have some major issues.
It's the same thing. Everybody's facing the same obstacles. I mean, yeah. I don't think there's a team. This is the thing that I'm assuming college football wanted when a parity, ultimate parity, going into this first college football playoff. There's not one dominant team. There's not a team that's not facing or had to face their demons. Right, I mean, that's all there is to it. Doesn't matter.
Indiana, that's the only team.
Yeah, besides Indiana,
Oregon's looking people dead in the eye.
Yeah,
right. With answers for whatever you come up with,
they are gaining momentum.
Right.
Yeah.
That happens. Ohio State, listen, for all it was, if you're going to hiccup against Nebraska at home,
yeah, wake up. Well,
right?
That's a team that got the wake up call.
Right.
And the difference is if you watch that Ohio State game, you know, Michael Jordan had the saying, it's probably the best from that documentary. He's like, you know, everybody, you know, can come. And this is what I talk about, the difference between motivation and discipline. Like, everybody's going to be motivated and talk some junk at the tip off. And maybe they get up 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 points, which in this case, Penn State was up 10 points. But we're going to really see if you're about it, if you're really going to stand on business when you're down by 10, two scores. And Ohio State seemed to crank up their intensity. When it came time to compete, they were like, bring it on. You know, that's when I said there's a difference between playing and competing, that's it. That's how you're able to go to another level. But I do think Nebraska gets bowl eligible. You know, now they just need to come to fruition. I will say this before we go to break. I didn't know the dude. I know he was here. I think he hurt his neck. Colin Miller probably needs to delete his tweet. Probably had the dumbest tweet out there. And I think he's a good dude, good kid. I could understand what he's saying, but not really. Look, bro, I'm going to tell you this, man. And I'll tell any player like this. Like, the crowd, people don't owe you anything to come. That's why you should appreciate that they do come. This is coming from me. I never not played in front of sellout crowds here, right? But we were always told to appreciate it, right? Because this isn't normal. I got guys that I played in the NFL with, even at Tennessee, they were more bad guys at other schools. They never played in front of like consistent sellouts. So, you know, you're not owed anything for these people, for people, fans to come spend their hard earned money. And I guess have the expectations that you play good or have to a certain, you know, certain level. Because this is professional football. You guys are now being, they're now being compensated. So they don't owe you anything. You can be disappointed that they left, but you need to be more disappointed in how we play. Because I can guarantee you, there's not any person, and I wish that any texters text in, if Nebraska was playing well, tell me if you would have left. Right? And there's an old saying. You, after you have the introductions, and the best thing is I love to fly over. Right. I used to love the flyover. Awesome. I used to love the flyover. I really didn't get into the flyover till I saw Derek Thomas like it. And then we would always be in the locker room and then we'd come out afterwards. But at, when in the pros, you get it all the time. Like that, that's where they're going to give you the initial like motivation. It's your job to use your discipline and your skills.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
To keep that, then you put the pressure on. It's like then your play will bring the crowd. Your play, you playing well. And playing the right way will have the crowd on edge. You can't expect them to not be disappointed.
You had a sellout crowd on a Saturday in full with a flyover. Everybody was hyped until 8 minutes of sitting on their hands. 8 minutes of UCLA walking down the field.
Yeah.
Exactly what did you expect? Do you expect confetti to be thrown? Would you want a parade? It's hard to do. It's hard. Jay, we always knew that there are certain buildings that the best thing I could do was to just take the opening drive. When we always have that discussion of you win the toss, do you want the ball or not? I always say I want the ball. You know why? Because that means I can change that scoreboard first.
Yeah.
And if I'm on my game, I'm going to score first. And all the people that came that paid money, thank you for inviting me to your party, bringing your girl all dressed up.
Right.
But guess what? Yeah. I came to eat. Right. And that's what happened. But the same thing applies for Nebraska going to USC in 2 weeks. The best thing that can happen for Nebraska is to go to Memorial Coliseum and walk the dog in the first drive against USC and let their fans sit on their hands and mumble to each other and look at each other like, what's the problem? Yeah. All them celebrities on the sideline, you know.
Well, they don't get there to halftime.
Right. Yeah, you know, trying to be mad.
Right. Yeah, they might not even come. They'll just turn around. But, I mean, I think it happens. You know, I've been on teams where teams get off to a good start. But, you know, it's a long game. And so you got to crank it up, man. You know, nevertheless, you know, look, man, when we played and we won a lot of championships, and, you know, I can't sit up and say we always play perfect. Heck, there's times we ain't play good. There's times that we played slow and kind of, you know, slept walk, right? But I could tell you one thing that would have definitely woke us up. Is them dudes from UCLA coming and think they was going to punk us. I know for a fact. I know every single dude I play on the team, that wasn't going to happen. Like, if that started happening, they would have probably got a barrage. It's almost like, you know, they talk about the one dude, his last name Martin, was playing for Vancouver, was lighting Michael Jordan up in a preseason game. And then he was like, hey, Mike, this ain't your night, right? And Mike was playing terrible, right? When the Mike said, told Phil to, you know, bring him back in. Well, he just dropped 16 straight on you and won by 10. You know, you got to have it to where they waken the sleeping giant. But
it's the Akeem Olajuwon clip I sent you.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they awarded David Robinson the MVP.
Yeah.
In front of Akeem Olajuwon.
That was the worst thing you could do.
Boy.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that's the thing. It's got to be something. So
USC is 2-5 in the Big Ten and 4-5 record.
Yeah.
You want it, Tater? I'll respond to your text. There's nothing. If you had asked me if Nebraska beat UCLA, whether I thought they would beat USC, and the answer would be yes. Especially if USC loses, they're 4-5, right? USC has something to fight for. I like that. I'm cool with that. But there's also pressure on them to win.
Oh yeah.
And they're a 4-5 team. They're 2-4 in the Big Ten. They haven't figured out how to play Big Ten football yet.
No, I mean, I like Nebraska's position. I think Nebraska matches up well. Nebraska can beat USC. I thought that before the season. I still think it now.
Yeah.
So even though I'm saying things need to, you know, you need to crank up the intensity no more, I'm not sitting up here saying we need new coaches. We just need your new players. We need to turn up the heat. I'm not a big like oh, Harrison called back cover 3. See you. Anyways. Mm-hmm. We're going to see you on that first hour comeback, top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking about if I would address the team or what I would do in that linebacker room. Harrison, you think you can handle that?
Yeah, I'd be all right.
you cool, calm, and collective, man. You like my little Brian Bosworth, Harrison. You know what I'm saying? You know what the Bos is?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.